The proposal would allow Maricopa Integrated Health System to borrow $935 million by issuing bonds. Most of the money would be used to build a new hospital where the current Maricopa Medical Center is located in Central Phoenix on Roosevelt and 26th Street. Eric Katz is the medical center's chairman of emergency medicine. During a tour of the hospital, he points to a crowded treatment area where patients lie in beds separated only by curtains.
It's a hard place to take a history on a patient. If you have to ask a patient about their psychiatric conditions, about things like HIV, you're doing it in an area where the patient really feels like they have no control and they have no privacy whatsoever. And that makes our job very difficult.
The shortage of space isn't the only problem. The Maricopa Medical Center opened more than 40 years ago. Katz says the building is falling apart and can't withstand any more remodeling projects. He says it contains asbestos and isn't wired for high-speed computers and the latest medical equipment.
We're not in 1972 anymore, and there are several things about the design here that have become antiquated and really cost more to continue to operate than it would to create a new facility.
The Maricopa Medical Center has about 525 beds. The new hospital would have about half as many beds, but there would be more private rooms for patients and more workspace for doctors. Outpatient clinics would also be updated in hopes of keeping more patients healthy enough to stay out of the hospital. Mark DeWayne is a member of an independent board of the Special Hospital District created about a decade ago. It oversees the medical center at its 13 clinics. He says Prop 480 would increase property taxes in Maricopa County over the next 30 years until the project is paid off.
$13.74 per $100,000 of residential value, assessed valuation, or approximately $288 for $1 million business.
Prop 480 opponents have launched a media campaign questioning the costs of the proposal.
Feel like giving the government more money? I don't. That's why I'm voting against Prop 480. Prop 480.
Kevin McCarthy is president of the Arizona Tax Research Association, and he's the chairman of the No on Prop 480 campaign. He says the $935 million price tag supporters promote is not the whole story.
The cost of this bond to Maricopa County taxpayers is going to be $1.6 billion. That's the amount of principal and interest the taxpayers will have to come up with to pay back the $935 million in bonds that were sold.
McCarthy says this is a bad time to propose a tax increase in Maricopa County.
It's hardly the helping hand that either the homeowner or the business person is looking for to try to get back up through the recession.
Besides, McCarthy says he believes there's no need at all for a new Maricopa Medical Center. He says that part of Phoenix is saturated with hospitals that can handle the demand for care. But Prop 480 supporter Mark DeWayne says there's no research that backs that up, and he says the Maricopa Medical Center is the state's largest teaching hospital.
Arizona ranks 43rd out of the country for doctors per capita. If a doctor comes through here and does their GMA, their graduate medical education, 75% of the time, they're going to stay and live and open a practice here.
Prop 480 supporters say the Maricopa Medical Center serves a large population of patients who are covered by ACCESS, the state's Medicaid program, or they don't have any insurance at all. Prop 480 opponents say those patients can find care at any hospital in the state. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.